The U.S. Postmaster General says it may cost several billion dollars to ensure that all mail is safe. The Postal Service is checking 30 major facilities on the East Coast for possible anthrax contamination. It's conducting random tests at other centers nationwide. Private companies are rushing to market products designed to allow the public to conduct their own tests for anthrax spores at home. Experts warn these products may be of questionable value. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
An online search using the keyword anthrax produces page after page of products aimed at frightened consumers. Rich Cleland is a senior attorney with the Federal Trade Commission. His group tracks company claims to make sure the products they make don't harm consumers and do what their makers say they do.
We're monitoring particularly the internet right now to see what kind of products are out there trying to take advantage of the current concerns. And our job at this point is to try to identify that on its face looks to either have the potential of causing the greatest consumer injury or is the most outrageous.
The FTC says it's currently looking at a broad range of anthrax-related products. North Carolina-based Vital Living Products is one manufacturer that hopes to cash in. The company plans to begin shipping its version of an anthrax home test kit around Thanksgiving. Vital Living says the test will allow consumers to check for the presence of anthrax germs or spores. The FTC won't say whether this is one of the products it's looking at. However, some scientists have expressed skepticism about the idea of home testing for anthrax. Calvin Chu is a senior scientist with Johns Hopkins University's Center for Civilian Biodefense Studies. He thinks consumers will have a hard time getting valid results.
We don't recommend that people go out and buy these kits just to do testing for themselves at random. It's really best left to professionals who can understand how the pathogen spreads, can look for the kinds of environments where the pathogen would be located if a device or a package were opened of some sort, and can have the backup in laboratories to do the proper kinds of confirmational tests.
Chu and other experts say as many as 3 different types of tests may be needed to rule out a false positive, or what could be even worse, a false negative.
False negatives can occur, and they do on occasion occur, especially if the sample hasn't been taken properly or if there's a contaminating factor that is interfering with the test. We can compensate for that. But obviously the average home user and the instructions that are often included with these kits can't possibly cover all of those variables.
Even professional testers get false results occasionally. A letter sent to Microsoft's Nevada office initially tested positive for anthrax spores, but subsequent tests by the Environmental Protection Agency ruled out any contamination. Vital Living Products denied our request for an interview. The company, in a press release, said it had an agreement with Ace Hardware to distribute the test kits through Ace's 5,100 stores. However, when questioned about that, Ace spokeswoman Paula Erickson said, as of now, her company has no plans to carry the home test kits.
We haven't made any sort of determination when or if we will even carry it. So we really are trying not to link ourselves with it. Unfortunately, this manufacturer kind of jumped the gun.
If some retailers do ultimately decide to carry the anthrax test kits, it will still be up to consumers to determine whether there is any demand for such a product. The test kits are expected to retail for between $19 and $25. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.